Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. From time to time, mainly a few weeks before the holidays, I try to lose a little weight in anticipation of the good times to come. One snack that I rely on to get me through my peckish moments is beef jerky, and Chef Cherry Pellegrino, we're lucky that a lot of our local beef farmers are making it now, so it's easy to find.
Oh, you're right. You know, I see it at the farmer's market all the time. And of course, you can make your own. I mean, just ask your local meat guy what cut he'd recommend, and it's really actually kind of fun.
Well, yeah, in terms of meat, I'm told anything will do, but in the interest of economy, I think it would be tough to beat a top round steak.
Agreed. I mean, obviously, that's not one of the prime cuts. It's a little tough, but in terms of making jerky, it's perfect.
Because we're going to be cutting this into really very thin slices.
Yes, we definitely are, and there's two ways you can do this. You could slice it with the grain, then the meat will retain its inherent chewiness. But if you slice it across the grain, you make a much more tender piece of jerky. I mean, and that's up to you.
Now, in terms of cooking, I guess we have two choices.
Yeah, remember, we're not really cooking this meat. We're trying to dry it out, but definitely not completely dried. Otherwise, it gets way too tough.
Right.
And a little brittle. I've seen a lot of great dehydrators out there that people are buying, which I think probably they're mostly using for vegetables and things. But but keeping the beef at a steady low temperature is perfect. Or you can just use a baking sheet and put it in your oven at 170 degrees. Either way, it's going to take 4 to 6 hours. It's not a quick process.
Yeah, it's depending on the thickness of the slices.
That's right. You know, the thicker, obviously, the longer the time.
Well, since beef jerky comes in an endless variety of flavors, I'm assuming that a marinade is going to be used.
Yeah, definitely. And here's where, obviously, there's a lot of leeway. I mean, the basic beef jerky tends to be just soy sauce, Worcestershire sauce, a sweetener, you know, brown sugar, honey, pepper, garlic powder. And that's pretty much what it's been for a long time.
Yeah. But it's what comes next that makes all the difference.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's standard add-ons like smoked paprika and red pepper flakes, you know, minced jalapenos are common. You'll see mustard powder, ginger, assorted vinegars, and even sriracha, garam masala, teriyaki sauce, those sort of things. I mean, it's like the sky's the limit.
And then there's some other liquids you can use. For instance, I like to use orange juice.
Yes. A lot of hot stuff works well, too. But I've even seen recipes call for spirits like bourbon or rum and like things like sodas like Dr. Pepper.
Oh, well, why not?
Yeah. I mean, if you like this warm, smoky flavor, you might want to use your outdoor smoker. Definitely keep the heat very low. And definitely you have the choice of wood chips, mesquite and applewood, et cetera, et cetera. There's a whole bunch. And if you're tempted to use liquid smoke.
No.
it's an acquired taste. Anyway, it's cheap and fast way to add some smoke.
That's right. Now, we've been talking exclusively about beef jerky. Any other proteins we could use?
Yeah, of course. Beef is the one that everyone knows. But definitely hunters can use venison, which actually is a great way to make jerky.
Yeah, just like Robin Hood.
That's right. Other than that, you know, chicken breast, turkey breast, cut long lengthwise, pork and lamb, you know, some of the leg cuts are good. If you're really adventurous, you could try some salmon filet. I've had salmon jerky. It's not bad.
Okay. Well, we're going to put all this information on the website so you can try it at home. I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Baltimore Public Media.